This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is estimated that one out of every 49 Coloradans is currently infected with COVID-19. That's according to modeling from the State Health Department and the Colorado School of Public Health. It's by far the highest prevalence since the coronavirus arrived in the state. The number of hospitalizations in Colorado continues to grow after exceeding the previous high set in April. On Sunday, more than 1,500 people in the state were hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. Some restaurants just survived their first weekend after new coronavirus restrictions took effect in more than a dozen Colorado counties. For places in the second highest level of restrictions, like Denver and Morgan counties, indoor dining is prohibited, and while outdoor dining is allowed, the colder weather is a threat to many struggling businesses. Sonia Riggs, who leads the Colorado Restaurant Association, says winterproofing patios is expensive.
In fact, our last survey, restaurants said that it will cost on average a little bit over $17,000 to winterize their patios.
In stay-at-home areas, restaurants will have to close all dining spaces and offer only takeout and delivery. The state has approved an $8 million loan to help with wildfire recovery in Glenwood Springs. The city will use the 30-year loan to upgrade its water system, which suffered severe damage during this summer's Grizzly Creek fire. The news site Aspen Journalism reports that tree loss has caused erosion along No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, leaving a lot of sediment and ash. That could clog the water system, and shutdowns for maintenance could affect 10,000 Glenwood residents. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.